Michael, a convincing one today, 113 to 6 points, the final score. And I suppose the first thing was Donegal needed a big performance today, and we certainly got that, particularly in the first half.
Aye, come here. I suppose it's been an all right performance there in patches. You know, I suppose coming off the back of a couple of bad defeats. You know, it was important. I suppose trying to get 2 points and you know, to be here in your home patch, you always want to try and show up. And as I say, we did that in patches there today in the first half. Over the course of the 70, there's still areas of improvement. And you know, I suppose you can go on record and say, and I suppose this game here today, there's absolutely no bearing on the game here in 6 weeks. And as I say, that's where the game of football is going to be at now. It's a championship game, and that's where both teams will turn to now. And no doubt, everybody will be putting the shoulder to the wheel in both camps to try and get over the line in that 5 or 6 weeks' time.
Well, it certainly had a bearing on Donegal staying up in Division 1, because it's not official as such, but it's looking very good now that you're going to remain in Division 1 next year, Michael, after today's result.
You know, I suppose that was that's a secondary part of it. You know, it was as a team we wanted to try and get a good performance and a good solid performance at that. You know, we travelled down to Kerry where, you know, things went reasonably well off the back of a very poor performance against Monaghan. And you know, as a team and a group of individuals and as a collective group, you know, we wanted to really try and get back in terms with a good performance, you know, because I say you can't just turn things on come May and come June and come July. And you know, we really, really needed to get a good performance here today, and I think we got it there in patches. And I think the attitude of the lads was very, very good there today, and a number of them really, really stood up.
The timing of this has been very good as well, Michael, because you needed the points, and obviously you're going to Castlebar and then you get Championship, and with everybody now starting to click together again, it's very, very timely.
It'll only be timely if you manage to get a result in that first round game. As I say, that's the only thing that's going to be timely for. And you know, we all know that, and we're all I suppose mature enough and I suppose experienced enough now to know that I suppose Tyrone will learn from it, and we'll learn from it, and we'll try and put our best learning experiences together to try and get a good all round performance come that date in May. And as I say, we have another game now against Mayo. It's away to Mayo, where I suppose we haven't had a great record down throughout the years, and it's going to be another opportunity for us to get a lot of sharpness onto the legs and a lot of lads to put up their hand for game time. And I think that's important there today, where we've started to unearth a couple of new players, and new players that aren't just coming in but are making big inroads onto our team. And it's brilliant to see the likes of them really, really stepping forward, the likes of Eamon Doherty's and Marty O'Reilly's and Oren and Ryan continuing fantastic form on from last year.
And obviously in front of a big Donegal crowd, there was 8,500 here today as well. What about your own performance, Michael? Because in particular in the first 40-45 minutes of this game, I think you covered just about everybody at Glarus, because you were in the full forward line, then you were back helping out the halfbacks and even in defence. With your own contribution, before we talk about the black card, were you happy where you were up until that stage?
Come here, it's getting there. As I say, it's still patchy. I wouldn't have been happy at all with the way maybe even the second half went and some of the decisions they made in the first half, but you just want to keep on finding yourself throughout this National League, and that's what you want to do as a player. You want to keep training hard and getting that balance right between training and trying to perform at the weekend. And as I say, some days it goes for you, some days it doesn't. It went for us here today as a Donegal team. As I say, the scoreline was very, very flattering, but at the end of the day, it's a result we got there. And, you know, the tensions now will turn to next week, and then, as I say, further afield for the 4, 5, 6 weeks' time against
Tyrone. You're not going to be there. You'll be there, but you won't be able to take to the field because of the other black card today. Were you disappointed with how that went, that incident, Michael?
Come here. I suppose it's something, you know, I have to really start to work upon. You know, I'm trying to work upon it. You know, I need to work upon my tackling. I suppose there's no secret of the fact, I suppose, I got picked up a couple of black cards this year, and I need to start learning how to...
Did that go against you today as well, given, I suppose, the history?
I don't think so. You know, I just mistimed it, and you know, I just need to start timing them a bit better. But you know, fully assured, I'll be working on that, and I'll be working on to try and time them a bit better, and I'll be trying to go to a number of the good tacklers around our team, which we have plenty of, and trying to pick up tips from them and trying to execute a come championship time.
Yeah, and obviously you've alluded to this nearly in every question that they asked you with your answer. 7 weeks' time, Tyrone. Is there much out there to take away from Tyrone's performance going into the championship, Michael?
You can take it that they're a very, very dangerous side. A number of very, very powerful, strong runners. You know, they're young and they're hungry, and they really, really kept going throughout the whole game there today. They nearly got them a couple of goal chances near the end, and as I say, only for a couple of the shots dropped, you know, a couple of feet either side of the post there today, the scoreline could have been a very, very different reflection. And you know, you look at even the goal that we got in the first half, it came down back off the post. So as I say, there's a lot of luck and there's a lot of fortune that happens throughout these games. But even though we might have shaded it today, as I say, it's going to be a completely different experience.
Well, it was a positive day for Donegal football today, Michael.
Yeah, without a doubt. I say with the players that came in there today, Michael Boyle came in today there in goals. You know, he had a fantastic game, and that's brilliant. You know, it's brilliant for us to see. It's brilliant for themselves, who have put so much hard work into it, to come in here today and to get game time. And that can only, you know, push the overall round experience to the side. To say the crowd that came out here today to support us, you know, after maybe they could easily make excuse after the last couple of games that were here, but they come out in full voice and full numbers, you know, and you know, we'll be hoping to suppose to give them something to cheer about yet again in 6-7 weeks' time.
Listen, Michael, many thanks for taking time out to come up and speak to us here in the press here, and well done today.
Okay? No worries, thanks, Ashley.